This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump remains at a military hospital outside Washington where he's being treated for the coronavirus. In a day of fast-moving events yesterday, the president, who had spent months downplaying COVID-19, routinely refusing to use a face covering, joined the list of more than 7.3 million people in the U.S. to be hit by the virus. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, Mr. Trump was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center, where he is being given the antiviral remdesivir, which can often cut down on recovery time in COVID cases. In the meantime, the 74-year-old chief executive was forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. The White House says the president will remain hospitalized for a few days, but clearly that depends on his condition. Before leaving the executive mansion, Mr. Trump recorded a video in which he said, quote, "I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure things work out." There has been no temporary transfer of power, and we're told the president will carry out his duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed. That his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." White House doctor Sean Connolly said Mr. Trump was resting comfortably. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. While concern is being expressed about how many in the president's orbit he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms, Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. The same is true for the head of the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, and at least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court. Among that number testing positive, two Republican senators, Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. Included in the stark irony of all this, President Trump's words from last May when he told reporters he felt no COVID vulnerability whatsoever. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such COVID safeguards as face masks. Biden calls it a bracing reminder. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University worldwide, 34.6 million infections, just under 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., deaths total close to 209,000. Brazil comes next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of deaths from the disease today rose above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people have been infected in India, second only to the case count in the United States. Police in Australia's coronavirus hotspot, the state of Victoria, today stepped up patrolling as hundreds of people in the capital, Melbourne, ignored stringent lockdown restrictions and flocked to beaches on the warmest weekend in months. Under lockdown limits, nearly 5 million people in Melbourne are only allowed to exercise or socialize outdoors for a maximum of 2 hours a day. They're required to stay close to home and wear masks in public places. But television and social media footage showed beach crowds without masks as temperatures soared ahead of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said the behavior of the beachgoers was unacceptable. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today he worried for Boris Johnson's life when the Prime Minister was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April. Raab stood in for Johnson for almost a month while he recovered. Johnson first became ill in late March and spent time in intensive care. The UK has lost more than 42,000 people to the coronavirus. At least 8 people are missing in France after a storm passed through the southeastern part of the country, causing strong floods around the city of Nice. Meteo France said that 450 millimeters of rain was recorded over 24 hours in some areas, the equivalent of close to 4 months of rain at this time of the year. The storm now poses a threat to Italy. In the U.S. state of California, fire crews are battling flames raging in the foothills of the Napa Valley wine region. As forecasts, this weekend call for dangerous high winds and hot weather. The so-called glass fire broke out last Sunday near the resort community of Calistoga, some 75 miles north of San Francisco. It has already destroyed about 250 homes and other structures. Thick smoke covers deserted Napa Valley communities that would typically be crowded with visitors for the annual grape harvest. More news online at voanews.com. And remember, there is a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.